دمرت البلد شو غيرت حياتنا ما بقى في شيء
everything is destroyed the war is destroyed our life our country there was nothing left for us in Syria
why did you decide to come to the UK
ليش قررت تجي على بريطانيا
we didn't come straight from Syria to the UK our journey it's from Syria to Turkey when we went to Turkey and we didn't have nothing there for ourselves or our daughters they wasn't allowed to go to school and we found it is very hard to find a job to pay rent just to provide like the basic food for our children That's when we decided to register with the UN. When we had the interview, one of my daughters mentioned that her dream is to learn English. I said, yeah, we'll send you to Canada. You can learn English in Canada. And she said, no, I want to be in England. And they give us another choice to go to Germany. And then, no, we decided to come to England.
What did you manage to bring with you from Syria?
Okay, my house is being destroyed completely. We lost everything and we couldn't take anything. And the only memory still got there is my family still in Syria, my brothers in Syria. And one day, hopefully, when the war stops, we will go and see them.
And for your family that's still in Syria, how are things for them?
4 days ago, just I heard my niece's husband is being killed. The questionnaire you asked is very touchy and very upsetting. That's why she was in tears.
But I'm sorry.
مع إنه قليلة أنا مقررة ما أبكي. بس نحن منبكي هيك.
It's okay.
Do you think that the United Kingdom is doing enough to help you and people like you?
Of course, they're doing enough. And I wasn't thinking that when I come, I will have my own place, my own house. I assumed that I will be living in a refugee camp. And I was so surprised to come and find a house is being prepared for me and my family. Of course, they are doing enough.
Could they do any more to help people from Syria?
I don't think there is any more that we're asking for or any Syrian person here. I think whatever they've done for us, I think it's enough.
What are the good things about living in Kidderminster? What do you like about it?
The most important thing here in Kidderminster when we arrived, they wasn't looking at us, what we're wearing or what color we are, and everybody was welcome us, hello, hello, even though we don't know what to say back to them, couldn't answer them back. There was no racism, nothing about the way that we look or the way that we dress, nothing whatsoever. We felt so comfortable and welcome in Kidderminster.
And how were the children doing in school?
At the beginning, they found it difficult. And every day they come back from school, they cry because they cannot mix with other children. But the teachers at school, they were amazing. They helped them in every day. I was worried about them, but the way they're achieving now, I don't have any issues. Even when they go out, I've got one of my daughters, she's doing voluntary work. They're doing well at school and their life as well.
But do you have ambitions for them to go on to university and further education here?
Of course, I want them to finish education and I want them to work to pay something to this country, to contribute to this country the way that they pay us. We need to, that's like a loan we have to pay it back to this country.
Are you guys learning English?
Yes. Slowly, slowly, maybe good.
A few words in English, if you can. What would you like to say to the people of Kidderminster?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everyday help. Every people good. Thank you. Thank you so much.